We welcome you back. It's Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro and Brian Westbrook. We're going to talk about the Eagles offense that scored 14 points. The Eagles scored 16 in total in the first quarter and just three after that. Brian, what happened to this Eagles offense?
Well, I think coming into this game, the identity of the defense was of the offense. We're going to run the football. We're going to run it well, start it fast and run it well. That wasn't the case. And it was the case early on in the game when you had DeMarco Murray, you had Ryan Matthews running successfully, and then you're able to establish the play action pass. But at some point, they got away from it. At some point, the outside zone plays stopped working. And then once your run plays stop working, that's when your play action pass, they don't count as much because the linebackers are not respecting the run game. And I think that's what happened to the offense.
I really like the way it started, though. Sam Bradford rolling out, moving the pocket, getting the football to Brent Celek, big plays down the field. And the Eagles early on looked like they wanted to move things around. And Bradford, I thought, it actually played very well the entire game, 19 of 25 before his injury. But Brian, he took a beating even before he got knocked out. The offensive line with Dennis Kelly at right tackle, with Lane Johnson at left tackle, and the guards and Jason Kelce struggling again. I mean, you cannot get it done if you don't win at the line of scrimmage. And the Eagles clearly dominated the line of scrimmage.
For this team to win, they have to be dominant in the trenches. And we say it all the time, how do you win football games? You win on the defensive line and the offensive line. And that wasn't any more evident than last night, yesterday afternoon. This team just got beat up. And Ndamukong Suh, he started to come on as the game went on. Then Dennis Kelly, he kind of faltered there. I think they could have done a better job of helping these guys out a little bit. Find a way to leave the tight end in. Find a way to chip with the back. That's what we would always do, especially with big guys, especially with guys that we couldn't handle. If our tackles had a problem, leave your back in a little bit more. Unfortunately, they didn't get to that yesterday.
And the Eagles, I mean, still big numbers. I mean, they moved the football up and down the field, more than 400 yards of offense. But two possessions in the fourth quarter where the Eagles were right on the doorstep, they left points on the field. First, a touchdown pass to Zach Ertz, called back with Riley Cooper not set at the line of scrimmage as the Eagles are running tempo, and Cooper took full responsibility for that. The Eagles only managing a field goal there. And then the play that really killed the Eagles with a little over 4 minutes left in the game, Mark Sanchez inside the 10-yard line, rolling left, rolling. Everybody in the stand saying, don't throw it, hold it. Instead, Mark Sanchez threw the football, and it was intercepted. Now, Brian, let's go through what you think is going through the mind of Mark Sanchez on that play.
Well, I think, first of all, this is what should have happened. As a running back, I would always tell Donovan, okay, Don, we're a third down, we're a second down, we're already in field goal range. We're in a situation now, we don't need to press the issue. All we have to do is retain possession, and we can kick the field goal. Of course, it's 4 minutes left in the game, but that's not your job. As an offense, we want to score points. We don't want to throw the ball to the other team. And so I'm going to be emphasizing to our quarterback as a running back that we don't need to press the issue. We can't afford to throw the ball to the other team. I think Mark Sanchez was trying to make a play. And instead of making the right play, which is checking the ball down, he tried to push the pocket a little bit, try to push the ball down the field a little bit too much. And for him, that's kind of been the story of his career.
Donovan McNabb was always someone who was really cognizant of ball security. Why? It was just in his mind. How does a quarterback like Donovan versus a quarterback like Mark, who's had his giveaway problems in his career. Well, is it just a mindset?
Well, I think it's a mindset, but it kind of starts in practice, but it also starts with the coaches. And when you're in that situation, you have to be reminding these guys, and the players should help. Listen, this is the situation that we're in. We're playing situational football, and you practice that an awful lot, but you're also reminding the guys an awful lot that this is the situation we're in. We need production from this particular situation. Unfortunately, we didn't get that yesterday.
Yeah, and the Eagles paying the price. Now, the run game, which we expected to have a big day on Sunday. After all, Buffalo ran for 266 yards a week earlier against Miami. The Eagles averaging just 2.6 yards per carry. That's the Dolphins' best defensive performance against the run in terms of yards per carry since the 2012 season. The Eagles just didn't win it up front, and the Eagles instead decided to spread the field and throw the football Miami without cornerback Brent Grimes. But interestingly, the wide receivers really didn't have a big day for the Eagles. It was Celek and Ertz and then DeMarco Murray a couple of catches. But for the most part, Jordan Matthews held in check. Josh Huff had the touchdown catch. Not much from Miles Austin, Riley Cooper, etc. What's going on now?
Well, I think coming into the game, Chip Kelly and the offensive guys, they understood that they should expect some production from the tight ends, Ertz and Celek. And they got there early on. Selleck had almost a career day yesterday. But I think one of the things they need to focus on is calling specific plays for your wide receiver. Somehow you have to find a way to get Jordan Matthews involved early in the game. And it helps these guys so much, because when you get a receiver involved early in the game, you're going to get much more production from him in the run game, from his blocking, but also in the pass game. And it's going to allow the quarterback to be more confident in that guy. It kind of confuses me when you have your number one guy, Jordan Matthews, only getting a handful of targets. You have to do a better job of that.
Yeah, just 5 targets, 3 catches. Jordan Matthews, who's the Eagles' leading receiver, not much of a factor at all on Sunday. So just 3 points after that first quarter. Nelson Agholor back on the field for the Eagles and played well, but boy, the Eagles just faltered in the second half of this game offensively. So that is the look at the offense, with the quarterback position still very much a question mark for next week. Sam Bradford going through the concussion protocol, and Mark Sanchez ready if needed. And he runs the offense. He knows the tempo. He's got it going on. He just turns the football over, as we saw last season. Turned it over at such a critical moment on Sunday. When we return to Eagles 360, we'll talk about the defense that statistically did a lot of good things, but late in the game when the Eagles needed a stop, the defense could not come through.